It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, 303. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Taking it for another 2 hours to the warm-up show. Yankees fall last night 4-2 to the Los Angeles Dodgers, fall in the series 3-0. Another lifeless offensive performance, which has been the downfall of this team in every postseason, almost exclusively. I mean, I keep saying this, I should go back and look. The only one that even feels like maybe it was that they got pounded off front and their pitching got pounded was the Boston series in 18. But even then, like all these series, they lose because they don't score over and over and over again. And this series is the quintessential one. Like, this Dodger offense is damn good, and they've held it down for the most part. Like, they've held it down. Obviously, the enormous grand slam, walk-off grand slam in game one. They've hit home runs more than the Yankees, for sure. And everyone tells me home runs don't play. Like, it's funny, too, because the Dodgers are up 3-0. Their bunts are hideous decisions, and they're winning with home runs. So tell me again how small ball plays in the postseason. They've done enough offensively, but this Yankee bullpen, after miserable starts too, like the starting pitching, this series has been completely, the Yankee starting rotation is the biggest advantage of the series. It's been the biggest disadvantage, certainly after game one. And yet this bullpen of no names has done an incredible job keeping this Dodger team down. These are games that feel like, especially when you play the Dodgers, and like we saw in the NLCS, like these are games that quickly start out 2-0, 3-0, and end 8-0, 8-1, 10-5. Like that's how it works with the Dodgers. And this bullpen's done an incredible job to give this offense a chance time after time after time, and they just continue to come up small in every single one. And whether it's, obviously, Wells is completely lost to the point where benching Trevino. And listen, Trevino didn't hurt, and we all talked about, like, that's the other thing. Like, oh, you can't play Trevino. They're going to steal bases. They only had one stolen base attempt, and Trevino threw him out. Although, I guess the Gavin Lux was a stolen base, but it was on a wild pitch. But, like, that didn't hurt them. Some of the stuff that, you know, we all know what hurt them. That's it. Freddie Freeman and their own bats. That's it. Those are the two things that have dictated this series. Freddie Freeman and the inability of the Yankees to hit. That's it. And it's frustrating when you see them get big outs and pull them out of their ass, get lucky plays at the plate, like figure out a way to keep the game close, and the offense just does nothing. And I just saw a clip of Big Poppy talking about the crowd. I don't get hung up on it. I don't pay attention to it that much. I went and I made sure I listened to the introduction for Judge and the first at bat for Judge just because I thought it might be a talking point if it went one way. But like, I don't get hung up on it. I don't know how the crowd felt that prior to the game. He's getting on the crowd for not even starting with any energy. It felt energetic to me. That home run from the opening inning home run, and it was a, I mean, when I tell you a hideous pitch, I thought in the first two innings, Clark Schmidt actually had a good breaking ball. Couldn't locate his fastball and wasn't so great locating his breaking ball, but it had good movement. Struck out Muncy with it on a bad swing, was locating it a little bit on the outside corner, and I thought even after the home run, maybe he'll settle in. But that home run killed this team. They haven't recovered from the first game, and they didn't recover in this game from the first inning. That home run sucked all the energy out of this team. It was so important to get a lead, get ahead, knock out Buehler, and before you could even sit down, before they could even get in the game, before they even came up at bat, they're down 2-0 on, you guessed it, Freddie Freeman hitting a high fastball. I mean, a 1-2 high fastball. You can't make a bigger mistake. Like, you literally, if you're Clark Schmidt, even if you want to locate that, like, the worst pitch you could throw him is a high fastball. It's the worst pitch you could throw him. It's the one pitch you can't throw. They're trying to go away, and he just brings the cutter in, he yanks it, and it gets absolutely pounded. Brutal. Eli in Washingtonville. What's up, Eli?
Hey, C-Mac. Listen, I'm not going to argue with you today because I know you're already down.
I haven't heard from you as they were going through the ALCS and DS.
The Yankees could have played these two series, the American League series, with their B game, and they were able to beat these teams with their B game. But you're not going to beat the Dodgers with your B game.
No, this isn't even the B game. But yes, you're right.
Yeah. So. You know, and you're saying that it was just the bats and Freeman. The Yankees' defense, another thing that's atrocious, the managing in the first game.
Yeah.
Of course it was atrocious. Like, the thing that I didn't get about the first game, and just give me one more second to talk about Judge at the end.
Yeah.
But why would you walk the bases loaded? Mm-hmm. Fine. You want to bring in Nestor Cortez after 18 games that he hasn't pitched? Fine. But why would you load the bases? Where you have to force this guy to throw strikes.
Because
it's not like Nestor could blow somebody away.
No.
But you put him in a situation where you can't, where you have to throw strikes.
I understand, but you take on Mookie Betts.
I'd rather take on Mookie Betts. He got Mookie Betts out today.
I understand anyway, that he got Freddie Freeman out today. What does that mean?
Right.
Actually, no, it was an error made against him, but I believe he did, that's an out. So he got Freddie Freeman out today. I'm just saying, when you want to, what do you want to do? Pitch around? Like, I hate pitching around Mookie Betts. Like, and I think that's what would have ended up happening. He probably would have ended up walking Mookie Betts anyway. But, like, I'm sorry. You got to load the bases with two outs. What if there's a ground ball up the middle that your second baseman gets a glove on and now you have a force at second base? You know, you have a force at every base. Mookie Betts has more speed than Freddie Freeman. And if Mookie Betts could beat you with a swing and bunt, you wouldn't think Freddie Freeman would. To me, you load the bases. I have many more problems with that, what Boone did, than loading the bases. But I understand your point. You force him to come in, no doubt. You force him to throw strikes, and that's what leads to the first pitch fastball. I get it. But if they get beat by Mookie Betts, we're all screaming, why would you not put him on and pitch to a lefty? That's what everyone's saying.
Well, they should have wrote it to him. But anyway, listen, it's funny because after I saw this, you know, this horrific, third game, I saw the Yankeeography. I think Aaron Judge needs to just hang out with Bernie Williams. I mean, this guy, Bernie Williams, in numerous series, like championship series, world series, he literally put the team on his back.
Yeah.
Hitting home runs from both sides of the plate. You're saying that Judge is the greatest hitter of all time? That's one of the greatest hitters in the postseason.
Yeah.
Bernie Williams.
I didn't say of all time necessarily, but I would argue he's one of, but he's the best hitter right now. He's the best hitter alive at the moment.
Well, like I said, and then, listen, I saw all the post-game interviews, and these guys have, like, Judge, like, they're not even, like, sad about the situation that they're in.
No, they are. They don't want to look it. They don't want to look it. They don't want to seem dead. They still have games to play. Like, they can't look at it like we do, Eli. I don't want them to look at it like we do. This series isn't over for them. They're going to tell you what they should be telling you. I watched the post-game. What are they supposed to do? sit there drinking, sit there drinking a beer going, well, it was a good ride while we had one. And, you know, like, they got to be ready for tomorrow, it's later today, and try and win a game. If they win a game, then game five, they have their ace on the mound. They win that game, they go back to L.A. with pressure putting on the Dodgers that they can't blow a 3-0 lead. I mean, that's what they're thinking. That's what they should be thinking. They don't have time to be down in the dumps. We could be down in the dumps. They can't. They got to go try and win a baseball game. And I thought Verdugo said something that I would always say. It's not like, I know the Dodgers are better, but the Dodgers just won 3 in a row. Why can't the Yankees? Like, that's what they should be thinking. We don't have to think that, but that's what they should think. Solomon in Brooklyn. What's up, Solomon?
How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I don't know. I'm a big Yankee fan, but
yep.
I feel like they're not getting 28. I don't know why. No,
you don't. You don't know. Yeah, I know. I could tell you why you don't think they're getting 28. They're down 3-0. They have to win 4 games in a row against one of the, if not the best team in baseball right now, the best team in baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's why. I don't think they're getting 28 either, and I know exactly why, and so do you. They're not good enough. Why? They're not good enough. The offense isn't good enough. That's why. Plain and simple. They're playing a team that's better, and they're not good enough. And it's more so the latter. And that's not to respect the Dodgers. I know the Dodgers are good. I'm not trying to say the Dodgers haven't won this. But, you know, maybe it's just the Yankee fan in me. It's hard not to, like, again, Walker Buehler probably pitched his best game of the postseason, best game in a long time. Flaherty was very good. I thought the curveball was excellent, and it's not just, you know, everyone was saying it. He had a very good game, and they pay a lot of money for Yamamoto, and he's got good stuff. They pitched better than they've pitched. I think they've thrown good games against the Yankees. Doesn't excuse the lack of energy from the offense. I mean, just nothing. No fight, no nothing. Terrible. Just a terrible loss. And again, I don't think they recover from game one. And I'm surprised so many people hung up on the bases loaded. I get it. I understand that. Freddie Freeman's a great player. Freddie Freeman's got great numbers with the bases loaded. All great players do. His might be better than some, better than most. I get it, especially against left-handed pitching. They've got to be smarter than to throw him that pitch. But I don't want to mess around with Mookie Betts, because if I get we talk about, well, what you got to do, like, I saw one guy say, or on SMY they're talking about, I spoke to one former manager. It's like, managing can always be boiled down to, you know, what's going to be the tougher thing to explain in the postgame? Am I going to get criticized for this move worse or that move worse? And then it's typically the one you should go with. Like, well, I know they gave up a grand slam. What if they don't walk him and they pitch to Mookie Betts and all he needs is a single with runners on second and third? And you're like, well, why wouldn't you walk him and pitch to the lefty? The hobbled lefty, who at that point hadn't hit a home run in a month. Tom in Bergen County. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Chris, you're making great points.
Thank
you. I love your passion about the Yankees because you're still a fan, mm-hmm. but you're tasked with being on the radio and having to be objective, but I can still hear it in your heart. That you're a Yankee fan.
No, I don't try and hide it. I am. I'm a big-time Yankee fan. I'm disgusted right now. This is hard for me. This is very hard for me. Because I'll tell you, this is the toughest. Like, it's great to come on the radio. Don't get me wrong. I love my job. I love doing the shows. I got to lead into Yankee pregame of a World Series game. Like, this is awesome. I'm thrilled. But tonight, I just want to crawl. I didn't want to come. I want to crawl into bed and pretend like last night didn't happen. I don't want to come in here and yell about Stanton getting thrown out of the plate. I didn't want to come here and talk about how freaking disgusting this baseball team is, because it's hard to do. It's a very difficult thing, man, because you pour so much time and effort. Baseball is so different, man. It's the whole summer. It's so long, and it comes down to this one game you play every night for months and months and months and months, and then it comes down to like these 3 games where they don't hit, and it's like, well, that's it. Like, it sucks.
It's particularly frustrating to watch Judge, who is just so graceful and dominant.
It's
and
impossible
gifted
to watch.
It's so impossible to watch. And
you want, you know, it so bad for him.
So bad.
He comes up
so
in
bad.
The first inning, and you're just like, please, Please.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's almost like not even to win. It's just for to get people off his back almost. Like,
because you know hard.
You know how great he is, and it's so frustrating. It's just like, come on, man. Do something so we don't have to talk about this anymore. Like, please, break out of it.
And, you know, can you move him? You can't. He's got to hit in the first inning.
So
he's got
to
bat
1, 2, or 3. I know people.
You can't move him.
I can't move him.
You can't. He's got to hit in the first inning. He has to hit in the first inning.
And Tom, to your point, a lot of people want to switch him and Soto. And I heard that, and I mentioned that, and it makes sense to me in some ways because it does answer and solve some issues about lefty-righty later on and putting Soto and Stanton back-to-back and different things. But, again, what if they had that lineup and that ball on Glaber was called a ball and then he walks on the next pitch and you got bases loaded, two outs, and up comes Judge instead of Soto? I can't have that. I can't have that big moment hit Judge before it hits Soto. I can't. That I can't do. But I don't want to move him back either. And it's not about I know John Boy, who I think they do a great job and they're very smart. And, you know, they're on top of everything. I disagree with them on this. Like, they are gung-ho that you have to, otherwise you're not trying. And that it's about ego. And it's telling you a lot about Judge's ego and Boone's ego. It's not about, I don't view it as about ego. Like, I don't think Judge would crawl into a shell necessarily, but I just think it sends a message to the whole, he's so much more to this team than just Aaron Judge. He's so much more than just their three hitter. Like, people are like, oh, they benched Paul O'Neill in 96. Yeah, Paul O'Neill's a great player. He's unbelievable. He ends up winning championships for them. But in 96, even though he won a batting title, Paul's their three hitter. That's it. He's not their God. He's not breaking Roger Maris records. He's not carrying a team all by himself into the postseason. He's not, you know, on pace for triple crowns. Like, it's just different. He wasn't the captain. This is different. You can't move Judge. I disagree. It's going to send a terrible message to the team, and it's gonna make them all feel like, hey, we forget this, man. We're down 3-0, and now we're messing with Judge. We can't win. We can't win. That's what it's going to feel like. Now, I get wanting to try something. I do, and he's been that bad where it would normally be warranted. I just think it's a guy you can't mess with. Mark in East Haven. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how you doing there, Chris?
Good, how are you?
Chris, yes, we were soundly beaten. There's no doubt about that.
Yep.
But is it possible, is it just possible that Judge is hurt? If you remember during the season when he slumped like this, it was because he was hurt. I think it's possible when all is said and done that we're going to find out that somehow he was hurt. That's the only explanation in my mind. What do you think?
I mean, I don't know. I guess that it doesn't really matter because the results are the results. Would it make us all feel better if we find out if he has surgery on his toe again right after the season's over? And like, would it make you feel better about the idea that he could do it next year and it wasn't, you know, it was something where he was hurt? Now,
I guess
it would make you feel better. It's still no excuse. They're throwing him out there. I mean, It's also
This is the World Series, Chris.
No, I know, but I mean, he did he had five home runs, five straight games, like the last before the last two games of the regular season. Like, so and he got hurt in the playoffs.
They're not going to tell you. They're not going to tell you. Listen, this is the series. They put him out there. He's doing his best, but to my mind, it's the only explanation of what's going on with Judge. You remember during the season what happened to him. He, if you really remember back, he had a slump that was so bad, I think it was because he was hurt. And I think somehow, you may find out, like I said, that you're going to find out that he was hurt, and that would explain. It would explain it. It's the only thing that would explain it to me.
Yeah, Mark. It sounds like excuse making. You're hoping it's an injury because you don't want it to be. He can't perform in the big moments. That's what it sounds like to me. And listen, again, it doesn't matter because they need him to hit. I really don't care why he's playing. He's got to hit. Would I feel better on some if I could point to something and say, this is why. This is why he's been dealing with something. Now, they pointed out about getting hit in the ribs in the Cleveland series. And it wasn't so much that they think his swing is inhibited because of a broken rib or something like that, but it's because when you get hit like that, you tend to, I don't know, leak out or whatever terms they use. I don't know. Whether he's hurt or not, he's playing. And he's played a good center field. Sounds like excuse making. It sounds like trying to figure out why instead of just judges and hitting. And it's been the entire postseason, and there's no way around it. It tarnishes who he is. This will be now this is unavoidable. It is a question mark the entirety of his career if he doesn't win a championship. There's no other, it just is. Kenny in Manhattan. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, Chris, how are you, my friend?
Good, how are you, buddy?
Good. A couple of points, if you don't mind.
Sure.
First off, I kind of think there's something about the way the Yankees go after players, train them, where they're always looking for the home run, the big moments. They don't stress fundamentals, defense, which are things that are more important in the postseason. They're always waiting for that home run. And, you know, so many teams I watched during the playoffs, I kept on thinking, my God, the Yankees don't have that kind of defense. The Yankees don't play hard like these other teams were playing, even if they won. You know, the Yankees always look a little sloppy. You know, there's just something about L.A. where, you know, they have players that are going all over in different positions, but they know how to play those positions, and they play them great.
On the latter stuff, okay, but when you talk about the, you know, waiting for the home run, how are the Dodgers winning this series?
Dodgers aren't winning this series on small ball.
They're hitting home runs.
They're doing everything else.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing good defense. That's about it. They're playing good defense, and they've hit home runs, and they pitched.
Well, that's important. But the Yankees haven't
played terrible defense. They had one bad miscue where Gleyber cost them a mental lapse on a play that was already kind of over. It's not like there are errors all over the place.
The other thing, though, that I've talked to you enough times that you know my opinion,
yeah.
I don't think Aaron Boone ever manages with a sense of immediacy. He's always lackadaisical. He never really never manages a team for the moment. He, always thinks it could wait until the next game. It's like there's something about the way.
All right, well, what did he do? Give me one example in this series where you felt like he wasn't managing for the moment.
Game number one.
Yeah.
I mean,
Which point?
That set the whole tone of the series.
What move in game one?
What move in game one?
Yeah.
But bringing in what's his name to relieve?
Nesta Cortez.
Yes.
All right, well, that's fine. You don't like that. Yeah, but you're saying he manages. I understand.
Bringing in a pitcher that has been injured and isn't a relief pitcher when they had Tim Hill available.
All right, you don't like the move. Fair. It's absolutely a very fair move to question. You're saying he manages for tomorrow. How is that a move that's for tomorrow?
He doesn't manage for today is what I really
know. How does that not? You don't think he did that because he thought it was the best move for the moment?
If he did, he's smoking something.
Well, I mean, you disagree with his decision making. I get it. That's fine. But let's not. I'm just saying, when you call up and you say he manages for the next day, he never manages for the moment. And then I ask for an example, and you just go, "Well, I didn't like this." Okay, we could have that discussion about whether you liked bringing in Nesta Cortez or not. I've had it. I'll have it again if you'd like. But it's you're doubting he did it because he thought it was the best for the moment. You think he had game two in mind when he brought in Nesta Cortez? He did not. He believed it was the best decision to make. And again, I'll say it one last time. It's the third worst decision he made in that game by far. I do not think it is that bad a decision. I think you absolutely could have went Tim Hill. Absolutely. 100% could have went Tim Hill. I put it as a coin flip. I think the matchup is actually better. And you saw him strike out Ohtani again today. He's got good numbers against Ohtani. Ohtani doesn't see the ball well off of him. And that was the most important out of that inning. You had to get out Ohtani. And they liked the matchup of him getting out Ohtani. Plain and simple. And he got him out in that game. The matchup of him versus Ohtani and then Mookie Betts next, they believe, and I think you can make a very good case that it's true, that Nestor Cortes is the better pitcher for that matchup. That's how I view it. That's the better pitcher for those two matchups. He's excellent against Ohtani, and as a starting pitcher over the course of his career, he's gotten more right-handed pitchers out. He's got more experience on how to get right-handed hitters out. He's got more experience how to get right-handed hitters out. And Mookie Betts was 0 for 5 against him. So in my mind, I think it's well within the rights of Aaron Boone to say that's the better matchup. The argument for Tim Hill clearly is Nestor Cortes hasn't pitched in a month. Those were your two choices. What you deem to be, under normal circumstances, the better pitcher for the moment, or go to a guy who's been good for me over the last 2 weeks versus a guy who hasn't pitched in a month. Both, I feel, are compelling arguments. That's how I view it. I think you could make a case for either. And ultimately, it was the wrong one because he gave up the home run to Freddie Freeman. I don't know what would have happened with Tim Hill. Maybe he gets out of it. Maybe he gives up the double to Ohtani and don't even get to Betts or Freeman. Who knows? I have no idea. Or maybe he strikes out the next two guys and they win the game and they're up 1-0 in the series. I don't know. We'll never know. I don't think it is a colossal mistake. I don't think it is the worst thing I've ever seen. I don't think it's a fireable offense and all the other stuff I heard. I have much more of a problem taking out Gerrit Cole in that game because I think it is, I honestly believe the Yankees have a better chance to win that game if Cole gets through 7 and the bullpen gets set up differently for the 8th and 9th than they do once that situation of Ohtani coming up with 1 out, runners on 1st and 2nd, no more Weaver, no more Canely. That situation they found themselves at the end of that game, I think that's a losing situation for the New York Yankees. Sticking with Gerrit Cole through 7 and then being able to just start Weaver for the 8th and 9th, I feel like that is a better winning formula than whoever they bring in. With Ohtani, a 1-run lead, 1st and 2nd, 1 out. That's why I'm more upset about that. And then I'm more upset that in the 10th inning, after only 19 pitches from Weaver, why not go, after you get the lead in the 10th, send them back out there for the 10th and go get the save? Those two decisions bother me way more than going to Nestor Cortes. Way more. You could argue Nestor Cortes was a bad decision. Fine. I think you can make a good argument that it was the right decision. But it was wrong. They lost. He gave up a home run to Freddie Freeman. So did every other.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
the pitcher who came in to pitch the series.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
A high pop-up. He's going to do it at shortstop. Jeter. Jeter on the outfield grass makes the catch. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. And Doc Gooden pitches a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 3:35, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. The phones are all lit up after this Yankee loss, so let's just get to them. It's not every day I get a million calls all morning, so I'll be honest. I'm transparent here.
Very bittersweet day for you.
It is a Right, it's very sweet. I get to talk to everybody about it. You're right. Makes me feel great. I'm very excited.
And you can't even talk about those Daniel Jones turnovers.
I know. I can't even gloat about being right about Daniel Jones. Not that I'm happy about being right about Daniel Jones, but I'm just watching a clip now on the strip sack. Dable just completely says, you know, Daniel Jones didn't shift the tight end over. We had a, like, I mean, it's just the simple, you know, the Watt strip sacks the ball late in the game with an opportunity to tie. And after the game, they're asked about it, and he's like, yeah, we had a play. He was supposed to shift the tight end over to Watt's side, and Jones never shifted him over. He just snapped the ball. It's a problem. It's a problem. What a disaster. Steve in Rockland. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
So, a couple of things here. First of all, you know what? I think Freddie Freeman got really sick and tired of hearing about Ohtani and Judge and Soto.
Yeah.
Because he's been there before and he's done it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he put down his marker. The other thing is, let's see, I've been on. Right. So think about this, Chris.
Yes.
The Yankees in game two and three threw a bullpen game, but it was unannounced.
Yeah, that's true.
Kind of, right?
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
It's messed up. And the other thing is, what is really, and I think you get it too, but what's really frustrating is that in this, the luxury tax era, and why the players ever agree to that is mind-boggling to me. I really don't get, anyway.
Okay.
Well, especially as a Yankee fan, because if we still had the old system, we'd just be, you know, we'd have, like, all these guys, no question. We'd have them stockpiled.
Well, we'd have more, it'd be more likely if they weren't paying, you know, tax on it. Yeah, sure.
Right, but just in the idea that in the luxury tax era, you don't know what group you're going to run back. And I think it just makes it harder to get back to this point.
Yeah.
You know, it's less automatic than it ever was.
No doubt. And people, you know, talk about the disparity in money in baseball. Look at the parity in baseball. Both teams in the World Series last year are wild card teams who didn't make the playoffs this year. We haven't had a repeat champion since 2000 in the New York Yankees. It's the last time there was a repeat champion. You've had a repeat champion in every other major sport since. Multiple in some cases. Not a single repeat champion since 2020. And again, last year, both World Series teams were wild card teams who now didn't make the playoffs this season. I'm not saying it's a crapshoot. I'm saying there is parity inside Major League Baseball, and it's not easy to do. It's not. The American League was, and now again, like I said, everything is true. The Yankees can't argue anything. Brian Cashman can yell all day about the 2017 Houston Astros. He can't argue about the idea that this was a cakewalk to the World Series. Can't argue it. Not today, not now, not after they're a no-show in the World Series. Even if it's not true, it's true. Even if it's not true, it's true. That's how they've played into it. They have given themselves no opportunity. Not yet. It's not yet, Eddie. Wait till tomorrow, okay? Okay.
To be fair, he walked in and he said, not dead yet.
Not dead yet. They're not dead just yet, although it kind of feels that way. 888-808-1019. Stuart in Brooklyn. What's up, Stu?
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Stu.
Chris.
Yes.
You're right. It is over. It is over. But you're right about one more thing. They got to get it back to L.A. They can't let them celebrate at church.
I would like to see some fight. I'd like to see some pride. I'd like to see something.
But what have we seen from Aaron Judge since 2017? Has he performed in the postseason? He's had a whole great regular season, postseason. I don't know.
Well, 2019, yeah. He had a good series in 2019 against the Astros. But that's the last time. That's the last time.
That was the last time. Ever since then, what's his average? 199?
That's his average, including the 2019. I mean, his overall playoff average, I believe, is 199. It's worse than that since 2019. But 2019, he did have a good series against the Houston Astros.
Right,
but that's it. So, I mean, it's not, he does have 15 postseason home runs. It's not like he's never done it. But now it's been a long enough stretch. And it's really, to me, again, it's the last two postseasons. I know you can go back further than that. But, like, to me, it's the last two postseasons.
And everybody says about Stanton during the regular season, this and that, the other thing, but in October, he's there.
He's locked in. I mean, I guess that's all that matters. I guess that's the world we live in, that it's literally all that matters. No one cares if you helped them get there. No one cares about being an MVP. No one cares about hitting 58 home runs. No one cares about, you know, dragging the team to the postseason 2 years ago. Nobody cares. You don't hit in the postseason, you are a bum. Plain and simple. That is the life we live. This is the business we've chosen. Because that's all that matters. All that matters. And I'm not even saying it's wrong. I'm saying it's unfair. But it is what it is. He's got to perform. And it's not like it used to be, where you had one series. You would get to the World Series, and that would be it. You'd have the best record in the American League, best record in the National League, seeing the World Series. And if you had a bad World Series, it was just a couple of games, and you could easily just say, hey, yeah, bad World Series, tough go of it. He's been playing for weeks in the postseason. He had 4 games against Kansas City. He had 5 games against Cleveland, and now he's had 3 games against the Dodgers. You can't have 12 games of nothing. You can't be awful for 12 straight games. Can't. Over the course of 3 different series. Can't do it. Not in today's day and age. You will be classified, unless you're going to win, unless your team is going to carry you. But we know this team's not capable of carrying Judge. Like, and I don't know what team you can make that's capable. It's very difficult. I know right now Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts and Teoscar Hernandez are good enough to kind of carry Ohtani while he's struggling and now clearly, you know, favoring his shoulder, but like, I didn't expect the Yankees to be good enough. And if you did, if you want to hate Brian Cashman for it, go ahead. I didn't expect this team to be good enough to win without Judge performing at any level. Rocco in Saratoga. What's up, Rocco?
Oh, Chris. Misery is up. Misery. I mean, they're boring. They are boring, the Yankees.
Well, they have no offense.
It's very boring. It's very mundane. You're not getting into it. The supporting cast is not contributing. Nothing from the catching position. Jazz Chisholm didn't show up for the series. You know, Verdugo until he hit that home run in the bottom of the night. Nothing.
Yeah.
So where's the Brian Doyles, you know? Back 417 in the World Series, unexpectedly MVP.
Yeah, I don't know.
In 1978. Where are they? Not showing up. Not. We got to win tonight. I don't want to be swept like in 63. The Dodgers swept the Yanks, but they had Koufax and Drysdale and Johnny Padres. A little different.
Yeah, listen, I agree with you. I want to see some fight, and I want to see this team take it back to L.A. I'm with you. I don't know where that guy is. And Jazz has had a decent enough series. I mean, I know you said Jazz, he's been okay in the World Series. Terrible prior to the World Series, but he's gotten a couple of hits over here. Nope, but nobody's doing anything. I mean, you go 0-for-9 at the top of the order. Like, even Soto has the home run. But you need more from him, too. I'm not going to kill him. Him and Stanton have been unbelievable. But everybody needs to give you more. I mean, you can't You can't function like this. The offense, and again, it's just every year. They lose because they don't hit. Plain and simple, every stinking year, that's the same thing. They lose because they can't hit. And to watch this team, I got to tell you, it's worse that the bullpen's doing so well. It's worse that the bullpen, they have first and third, nobody out, and it's just like, well, here we go. They're going to score 6-7 runs and put us out of our misery, and I can focus on the Giant game. And instead, they get a play at the plate. They get a ground ball. They get a ground ball right back to the pitcher. Like, they found ways to get out of it. And you're like, all right, let's go. Offense, wake up. The defense and the pitching just got us out of a jam. Let's go. The game looked like it was dead. It's not. Let's go. And instead, it's just nothing. Phil in Toms River. What's up, Phil?
Chris, what's up, my man?
How you
doing?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, listen, I don't want to burst your bubble or anything. I'm a baseball fan, right? I'm a Met fan, but my buddy's a big Yankee fan, so I watch as many Yankee games as Met games. I want to know, what made you think the Yankees were going to hit in the postseason? What did they start off, 32-10 or whatever it was, right? Then they started, then they played 20 games under 500 for the rest of the year. Then, in a five-week stretch, they were just as bad as the White Sox. Now, explain to me, the only two people that hit in a regular season, because all these callers keep calling up and say, where's Verdugo? Where's Volpe? None of these guys hit all year.
Yep.
Soto and Judge carried that team all year long. Nobody else did. Mm-hmm. Nobody did. When they had played bad, Soto and Judge played bad. And then nobody else stepped up the whole year. I just want to know, I'm a baseball fan,
yeah.
And I hear these Yankees, like, I see this every year from the Yankees. I fight with my friends every year saying they don't hit the playoffs. They got to get better hitters. Home run. Listen, Stanton's been great.
Who scored?
And so is Soto.
Who scored more runs in the American League than they did?
Chris, I understand that because who?
No, you don't played. Because you make Chris, it sound like Chris, they didn't. They led the American League in runs scored. They averaged 5.3 right. runs per game. Now you say it's because Judge and Soto. Yeah, I expected
no,
both
Chris,
of them.
But look who they played. All right,
I expected
Chris,
both of them to be great.
Pitchers. All right, I do too. But
well,
I'm
then
not
why?
Saying, though, but what,
where are they if Judge hits?
Judge, but listen, Judge doesn't hit the playoffs ever, Chris.
Well, not true. Not ever.
Chris,
it's over the last couple of years,
Chris. Chris, look
what?
At his career statistics.
Yeah,
Chris,
I understand
the
that, but
the
before the last
the
2 years. Okay, good. We're yelling over each other. Good.
Listen, I'm not yelling. I'm sorry. The
you
guy's
keep,
the
you
king
don't stop.
In the regular season.
You don't stop talking. You
I'm
say
sorry,
something,
guys.
I say
sorry,
something.
Sorry,
you say
I'm
something,
sorry.
I say something.
I'm
just saying, I'm just saying, like, yeah, the last 2 years have been so bad that it drags his overall numbers. He's never, like, you know, been. If you look at it, the Astros series, he's got a 1.01 OPS. He had a couple of, like, up until 2019, every wild card game, he had home runs. Those are do or die games. He had home runs in both the wild card games. He had a good series against the Red Sox in 18. He had a good series against the Houston Astros in 19. Since then, it's been so bad that his overall numbers look, and you could say, well, he was never good. He was the first couple of years of his career, but it's been so bad since that you would have had to have had, you know, amazing postseasons to have anything.
Now,
with,
I'm going
to
tell
like,
you
it's been
how
so
I
bad.
Feel about Judge.
Yeah.
My buddy hates Judge. Hates him. I say, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, he's
the
an
only
idiot.
Reason the Yankees are in the playoffs.
Right.
Oh, he's a big Paul O'Neill guy. He's a 90s guy. He
yeah.
goes back
well, we
whatever.
All are.
But anyway, like with Judge, I fight all the time. Like, yo, if Judge isn't on this team this year, the Yankees don't make the playoffs.
Right.
I said, not even close.
Right.
Judge, now listen, he stinks in the playoffs. He does. But nobody else on this team hit all year besides these two. Now, if you didn't have Stanton step up for Judge,
right,
they would have been out in the first round. And look at the teams they played, Chris.
Here's the four
teams from the AL Central were fighting for the wild card this year.
So
right. AL was very weak this year. Very, very weak.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying the Yankees. And the Yankees started out, I think, 22 games over 500.
Yeah.
And then from that point on, they were 20 games under, and there's a 5
Yeah, and then
stretch.
And then they yeah, but then they also had then they had the best record in the American League from like August 29th on. Like they had a good final. It was actually August 3rd on or whatever. The last 2 months of the year, they had the best record in the American League. Like they rallied back. They rallied back. I know. All I'm saying is they rallied back. What made they led the American League in runs scored? You say nobody else hit. Some other guys did something at some different time, and then you saw Rizzo have a good postseason up until this. Now, the numbers weren't, like, spectacular, and the numbers particularly with runners in scoring position weren't so good. But you look at the series against And again, you want to tell me the pitching from Cleveland's awful? That bullpen's awful?
No, you're right.
Yeah, the lineup's not good. I'll totally agree with you. The lineup's not good. They have Hedges in there and Bo Naylor, and like the lineup's not nearly anywhere near the Dodgers or anyone else in the National League playoffs. Totally agree. But that bullpen's as good as anybody. And they were figuring out ways to win games and score runs and have big at bats and have rallies. And now
I thought the Yankees were going to have a hard time, but Soto stepped up. And Soto, let me tell you something. Soto carried the Yankees through this playoffs right now.
Stan's
been good, but Soto. And now in the regular season, it was Soto and Judge. Stan was nowhere to be found.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. Like the Yankees got to get more production from Volpe. Like these guys, Verdugo. They're not hitting at all. It's like
I totally agree.
And they were saying during a regular season, they were like, walk Judge and walk Soto and pitch to everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were starting to do that towards a while.
Yeah, and then you got to also remember, Wells became one of the better hitting catchers in the sport. He's completely
almost rookie of the year.
He almost won rookie of the year without playing for the
100% right.
Without being good for the first half. Like
he was. You're right.
He was their cleanup hitter and was great. He's fallen completely off. Like,
but
again,
it seems like they didn't have any of those big timely hits, like the big hits, like down 4-3 and Judge hit a 3-run homer to win it. It wasn't anything like that. It was more like pedestrian. It was like Yankees up 8-1, Judge hits a 3-run homer.
Well,
Yankees
no,
up
that's
7-1,
not, I mean,
you know.
No, I don't know. He had a grand slam against the Red Sox when they were down 2 runs. There's moments like that and moments like they led the American League in runs scored. They averaged 5+ runs a game. I'm not telling you that they're the greatest offense in the league or some sort of juggernaut. They had their issues, no doubt. They struggle with runners in scoring position, no doubt. A lot of the year, it was Judge and Soto and nobody else. They started to figure it out. They had Wells in the middle of the lineup doing much better. Volpe had his up and down moments. Jason, you know, different guys came through. Gleyber Torres, look at what Gleyber Torres is doing right now. And he did the entire last 2 months of the season. Like, and even in the Cleveland series, where again the bullpen's excellent, they had a lot of guys on base. They still were poor with runners in scoring position, but they got a ton of guys on base. They haven't hit in the postseason here. And to be fair, again, I know nobody wants to hear it, and you're a Met fan or whatever. Watch the games. The Mets pounded at times. Listen, they got pounded too. Their pitching was awful. But you look at it. I watched the games. Like, the one game that Flaherty pitched where they didn't get a strikeout in the game, he was awful. The stuff wasn't any good. He was much better against the Yankees in game one of this series than he was against the Mets. Much better. Yamamoto's a good pitcher. He pitched very, very well. And Walker Buehler was better tonight than he was against the Mets. And he pitched well against the Mets in 4 innings. He was better. He had better stuff tonight. It's not an excuse. It's just what it is. Still can't have the miserable, lifeless performance that they had. But they've pitched really well, and the Yankees are struggling offensively, there's no doubt. But what made me think they could hit? They led the American League in runs scored. I know that, like, that's, for some reason, that's just like, that doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter. Okay, it doesn't matter. I mean, the name of the game is scoring runs. And they did it as well as, I think, the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks had more. They were the third most. They scored more runs than any, you know, than only two teams scored more runs than them in the entire Major League Baseball. But, you know, nobody ever hit. Paul in Buffalo. What's up, Paul?
Chris, surely we are all jesting, for this series cannot be over. The New York Yankees have the best pitcher in baseball. They pay him $36 million.
Yeah.
So surely, surely tonight, towing the line in the boogie down Bronx is going to be the sad sack who hung his head and walked off the field at the beginning of the seventh inning in game one. Surely it's going to be Garrett Cole because there would be no other reason to have him on the roster if you weren't going to start him tonight when your season is literally on the line.
And
if you don't take the mound, Garrett Cole, do us all a favor because the Yankees can't opt out.
You want to get on Garrett Cole?
I want him to fight to be the best pitcher in baseball, which he clearly didn't.
You have no idea what's going on behind the scenes. You have no idea if he's going to. They're not going to give him a choice to do. This is on the Yankees. I don't know. What is Garrett Cole going to do?
He opts out because that money is so much better spent on a position player.
I hear what you're saying.
One who would actually hit.
Yeah, but you're going to get on Garrett Cole. He's the one pitcher who pitched well in this series. He was great in that game.
I needed him to curl his hand up and punch Boone in the jaw in game one instead of coming.
He's going to punch his manager in the face. He's going to punch his manager in the face. He could have given up more, a little bit more fight. I get it. Don't go take him out. That's the problem. I can't ask players to be disobey their manager. Could he have done it? Sure. Would I have loved to seen it? Yes. I can't ask them to do it. I can't say shame on you for not telling your manager no and to walk his ass back to the dugout. Sorry, I can't do that. I'm not going to kill him for that. The manager came out and told him he's out of the game. And he pitched well in the game. He was great in the game. That's all I can judge him on. And I'm telling you right now, there's nothing he could say. Nothing. They're not going to pitch him on short rest. They're not going to do it. And we'll see. If they win this game, we'll see him in game five, and hopefully he can be great. But you want to get on Gerrit Cole? Look around the league, bud. Show me the other guy who's this dominant ace you think is worth, like, you want to just say starting pitching in general isn't worth the money, which I think has been your argument before. Okay. Okay. It's being minimized. No doubt about it. Over the course of 162, you can certainly get away with it. In these playoff games, typically you need it. They lost. You could argue, like, if they get that final out, if they let him go seven, he's got the one game in this series that they win. It's hard to get on Cole. I want him in there. It's the Yankees not putting him in there. And we have no idea if he's in there. We have no idea if he went to Boone's office and said, I want the ball tomorrow. We have no idea. Like, it's the same thing with Gleyber Torres. We know for a fact he's never been talked to. We know for a fact he's never been told to hustle. We know for a fact he's never been told this, never been told that. We don't know. Just because it doesn't happen doesn't mean either the manager didn't speak to the player or that the player hasn't requested or went back there and said, give me the damn ball. And they said no. You're coming off an elbow injury, and we're not going to risk your career for this game. We're down 3-0. We're not doing it. I have no idea. But you need him to go into the office, punch the manager in the face, and take the ball when they need game five anyway. I want it because I want an option for game seven. Pitch him in game five and then bring him out of the bullpen in game seven. Something. He better get his ass into game seven. I'll give you that. But I don't. What is he supposed to do?
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.